This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Hey, 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 and welcome to episode 95 of How You At You. It's your girl Shanice from K-Pop Box.
And I'm Shay from the K-Way. And on this podcast, we love hanging out with you guys, talking about the hottest K-news, your unpopular opinions, dilemmas, and everything in between.
Yes, so if you want to join the conversation, make sure you hit us up on socials at How You At You. And don't forget to rate us on Spotify and Apple and all them things. Bring our voices to new people, innit? Yeah. So let's sit back, relax, and let's get it started. So this week is going to be a bit different because Shay's abandoned me, okay? She decided she don't want to do next week. I'm joking. We weren't able to record fully, so there's not going to be any hot topics this week because they ain't happened yet when we're recording, so we don't know what's hot. So if there are any stories that you have seen and you want us to talk about next week, then make sure you hit us up on socials at How You At You, and then we'll come back and, you know, we'll chime in on what we've missed. All right, so let's move on to Say What, where you send your unpopular opinions, dilemmas, games, questions, etc. You can send them all to howyout@gmail.com. That's howyout@gmail.com, or you can submit a form at kpopbox.co.uk/howyouatyou. So Shay, take it away.
Okay, so our very first unpopular opinion for today is, I feel like Red Velvet are put on a higher pedestal in comparison to Blackpink and Twice.
I don't get that vibe.
Yeah.
Plus, Red Velvet is technically older than Blackpink anyway, right?
They are older.
So, in that perspective, maybe, but I don't see it.
Yeah, aside from that, I can't really think. I feel like Blackpink are put on a higher pedestal than Twice and Red Velvet combined, despite technically Red Velvet and Twice being older than Blackpink. But I've never felt it the other way around.
Yeah, maybe you have to pinpoint certain
give us
things.
An example.
Yeah.
Or like if you give us like specific examples in what ways that you see that being done. Okay, and then on to our next unpopular opinion. This person said, even if idols apologize about a scandal or issue over a phone call or fan call, it's not valid in my opinion.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. I think if something is done publicly, then you need to have an apology that's done publicly. Like, don't rely on that one fan that brought it up to repost this video clip because they are not your PR. So. Yeah.
And technically, you're only apologizing or addressing it at that point because you've been put on the spot in that moment.
Yeah, you've been cornered, yeah.
Yeah. So I think you can. Like, I'm not saying don't answer the fan on that call. But prior to this, or maybe you're not aware of the situation yet, or maybe the idol's not aware yet, but I think you should address it in a public
way, even if it's after the thing. Because obviously, sometimes there's things that happened. Like, you've seen on certain calls and someone be like, oh, you know, certain fans were offended when you did this. And they're like, oh my gosh, that's not what we meant at all. Like,
exactly.
We meant to do da, 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 da. That's fine. I'm not saying you didn't believe that. But once you've said that, I think there should be like an additional thing. But I think the reason why that doesn't happen as well, especially if it's small and niche, I guess I don't want to draw more attention to it.
Yeah. So or like blow it out of proportion. But I still think, like, say for example it's CA or something in that realm, I still think the offended community deserves a formal apology rather than just apologizing to one person on a call because you've sort of been caught out.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I agree with this. And when we see fans, other fans are like, oh, no, they apologize on, like, this one fan call. You should get over it by now. Like, it's...
Yeah, and fans need to stop saying, get over it. If I don't want to get over it, I'm not going to get over it. If I do, I do. At the end of the day, that apology is not pointed at you. So let me deal with it the way that I want to deal with it. And even if, you know, we're in the same community and someone's still saying, well, I'm over it, so you should be. That's great. That's great you're over it. But I don't need to be over it. You shouldn't tell people how they should feel.
Exactly. Just because someone apologizes doesn't mean that the victim or the person affected are going to be fine. They might need time to process. They might choose to never be okay with it. And I think we should start to respect that because... That's not nice. That's not all right. But so I guess we both agree with that unpopular opinion. And then on to our last unpopular opinion for today. This person said, Queendom and similar shows really need to get rid of public voting because typically the most talented or deserving people don't win.
I agree to an extent.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, it's still going to be down to the public whether they're going to support said group, yeah, right.
Mm-hmm.
And you may we've seen this before. You may think you have a certain amount of power in terms of voting, and it turns out none of your votes counted anyway. They still picked who they wanted to pick. They made it look like 50% of you voted for Shanice, but no, none of you did. You voted for Shay, but yeah, but they want me. They wanted me to debut. Or if it's not that, they're still gonna edit the show in a way. Where if they really want me to debut, they're going to make me look great and try and put me in the best light possible. Maybe not air any of Shay's scenes.
Mm.
But because you're all used to me seeing me more, you're used to my personality, you're going to vote for me now because we've been edited that way.
Yeah, so there are definitely factors outside of just voting alone because I think public voting isn't a bad thing.
Yes.
Because it just allows, like you said, that audience or the people that are going to need to support whoever wins the show going forward, it gives them the ability to interact. Like you said, on some occasions, public voting either accounts for a little bit towards the final verdict or none at all. But like you just shared, I think bigger elements that play a more impactful part are the way things are edited and the exposure that everyone's given. So I would more so present the argument of more equal exposure on shows rather than getting rid of public voting. Yeah. I haven't personally watched a ton of Queendom. I think I've maybe watched an episode. I'm more familiar with Produce 101 when that was a thing. I don't know how much public voting was involved in that. I think it was off the top of my head.
And that's another thing I wanted to say as well. One thing that gets on my nerves with these shows, it's never like, okay, so for this week or the next couple of weeks, it's down to the public. Like, call now, or text now, or download the app, whatever. With Korea, it's always like 20% of the public vote, and then the other 80% is for is down to the in-house judges. So why am I voting then?
Like, what's the point?
What's the point?
Oh,
like, if you're going to open it up to the public, open it up to the public. Mm-hmm. Like, let them have a substantial say.
Or I don't know if this is something that's done already. Maybe you're about to go on to it. But if there was, like, just opportunity for, like, public votes and then obviously the professional in-house votes and, like, both of those percentages are then presented on the show, like, the professionals, like, wanted X person or voted this much for X act and then this is what the public said and that way people seeing both elements, it makes both parties feel involved. I don't know how practical that is, but that's like another option that came to mind. That's that. And we also have a game for today. So someone asked us to bring back Date, Marry, Leave on Red.
Oh,
I have a love-hate relationship with this game. I don't think you're quite ready for today's options.
Oh, no.
Whatever you're thinking, it's worse. So
I'm just ahead. I'm just empty thoughts.
Okay. So Date, Marry, Leave on Red. First option is Jay Park. Second option is JYP.
Oh,
and third option is Hee Cha.
What?
I'm sorry, before we actually pick from this interesting array of specimens, Jay Park broke that one in hyphen song.
Oh, the post-mite.
Yeah.
Did you see, oh my gosh, did you see that TikTok of, what's his name? I don't know their names. It's a dude from In High Hyphen.
Okay.
And he's like, okay, you guys know the dance a certain way, so let me just post it the right way.
No! Did she actually say that?
That was the caption. Him doing the dance. I think his name was like Tae Young or something. It's something, Tae something.
I'm done.
Because I'm not In Hyphen educated.
Yeah. he broke it. Now, whenever I hear that song, I just see him. And people keep making those like montages of other people doing the dance the same way and adding more people. I guess at least people are streaming it. It's become this whole movement. But I would like a formal apology from Jay Park. So, yeah.
Do you know what? You know what? I made that song blow because I'm Jay Park.
He's actually really going to use this as like part of his ammo. Yeah. Oh, God.
Yeah,
brace yourselves.
It's the fact he probably watched it back and was like, yeah, you can post it.
That's what people were saying. Like, he probably had to check it and he okayed this. Either he's like a marketing mastermind or But anyway, onto our date, marry, leave on red options. So just to refresh your memory, I'm sure you haven't forgotten because I'm mentally scarred too. First option is Jay Park. Second option is JYP. And third option is Hecha.
So what's the options? Marry,
date, marry, leave on red.
Date, marry, leave on red. I'm going to marry JYP.
Okay.
I feel like he'll be a great husband. He'll look after me. And I just hope, you know, when he releases music, I can be his video vixen.
Oh God.
That sounds lovely. I'm going to date Jay Park because I need some toxicity in my life and it will be drama. There'll be, I hate you. Don't call me again. You're blocked. And then I'll message the group chat like, yeah, I blocked him. I can't believe it. But then next week, I'm like, oh my God. He brought me flowers and he sang Showa outside. Oh, and I love him so much. And they're going to be like, Shanice, I don't want to hear no more about this toxic relationship. But I'm going to enjoy the toxicity of it. So I will date Jay Park. I will braid his hair if he wants.
Gasp. I'm sorry. I'm going to leave.
I'm going to leave Hecho on left on red.
Okay.
Because, I don't know, I feel like dating him or being married to him, I'm going to be really annoyed. And I can't take it. So, sorry.
Yeah. I need to preface this, but I'm just participating because I've technically been forced into this. This is against my will. I will marry JYP, later divorce. unfortunately, he's actually the least, dare I say, problematic option on this list. So I will marry JYP. I will have a wonderful farm, eat organic. It will be lovely. But we will have a swift divorce once he asks me to be in the back of his music video. Because I'm not doing that. I think I'll actually date Hecha. And the logics behind this is that purely for career. Like, he seems to have good connections. I'll be on all the variety shows. But also swift breakup right after. J-Park can't even DM me. He's blocked. So it's just, it's not possible. that was that. You guys can let us know what your picks would have been. Did this physically make me uncomfortable? And was this physically painful? Yes, but vibe. and then now it's time for On the Radar. When I can't even speak now. That was so traumatic. Now it's time for On the Radar, where we'll let you know if we're listening to anything, watching anything, or if there's anything we want to put you guys onto. So Shanice, what's on your radar?
So Blackpink are meant to be performing this year's MTV VMAs. So there's that. Don't know if they're going to like sing their, will their new stuff be out by then? Maybe like
when is the VMAs?
It's meant to be the 29th of August.
Oh.
So I don't know if maybe they might perform their single, pre-release single. I don't know how it works. But yeah, there's that.
For me, what's on my radar? I might try to start watching that 1K drama. I think it's called Eve. Okay. It's got that actress in it that was in It's Okay to Not Be Okay.
It's okay not to be okay.
Yeah, I might watch that. I almost know nothing about the storyline. I'm just going to watch it for the vibes and the fashion, because she always has the best looks in any drama that she's in. So, yeah, that's on my radarings. Yeah.
Radarings.
Thank you.
So yes, I'm gonna go off and text my toxic partner that I'm dating, Jay Park.
I hope you know by entertaining this relationship, you're an enabler.
You don't tell me what to do. I love him. Mm-hmm. You don't know what we have.
Mm-mm.
Snaps fingers and rolls neck. You are jealous of our love. You are just mad because we can dance the night away and you're jealous. Mm. And I know the truth. You tried to text my man and he left you on red. So how about them apples?
Oh God.
Come sum me that, bitch.
Jail. Respect. That acting was a little bit too good and a little bit too long. I don't know if we should be worried. Jesus, she's ready to become a full-on Hongdae wife.
Don't come for my bae.
Oh,
I'll be in the crowd saying, yeah, you go, Jay. So anyway, I'm gonna go and text my toxic boyfriend.
Oh God.
Whilst in the bathroom hiding from my husband JYP, because he doesn't know I'm having an affair. So yes, I've been.
Oh my gosh, and like JYP, J-pop. Oh, you're yes. In, this I is mean, very complicated.
Yeah, it's very complicated. And oh, wow. Also, do you wanna know the extra tea?
Oh God.
The extra tea is, JB from GOT7 has been sending me love letters as well. So it's very very complicated. There's a whole love square
going on. It's a lot of J's.
Yeah, a lot of J's, but you know, that's how I like it.
Is so, Dean okay?
Dean's still at the bottom of the stairs.
Let's end the episode.
No, Dean, I'm sorry. I love you. I'm sorry.
He was this close to coming back.
I'm sorry, Dean. I love you. You're my real true love. Like, I really do. I really love you. To be honest, let me not say what I was going to say. I've been Shanice from K-Pop Bonks. Hopefully you're back next week. You can follow me on... How am I ending this? No, this is not how we end this. Thank you for listening to How You Work You.
I'm shocked.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for listening. It's your turn now, Shay.
I'm sorry. That's all I have to say. But if you guys do want to come back to our next episode after this horrendous episode, you can send any of your unpopular opinions, thoughts, feelings, or requests. You can submit them anonymously on Shanice's website, which is kpopbox.co.uk/howyouatyou, or you can send them to us on socials and we'll get them there.
Yes. I've been Shanice from K-Pop Box. You can follow me on my screens at @kpopbox_.
And I've been Shay from the K-Way. You can follow me at the K-Way on most platforms.
Yes. And until next time, we will
holla at you.
Bye.